All right, Lee, I want to bring on our first guest today. I'm excited to talk to some of the biggest losers we have with us.
But Ashley, we mean that in a good way.
Yes, a good loser. This is a beautiful loser. Ashley Johnson is with us from, I think, was it season 10?
Season 10 is just now airing.
You know what, Ashley? I was thinking that you were a 10, so I figured, you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
So it's really season 10. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Nice to talk to you guys. Now, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And actually, I think we'll be actually meeting you in person, and I think next week or in a couple of weeks over in Chattanooga.
October 1st and 2nd, I believe.
At the Healthy Living Expo in Chattanooga.
Correct.
And you'll be there.
Mom and I will be there. We are doing a workshop called the Healthy Living Workshop. It's called But What If You Can? It's actually a line from the show that my mom called. We named the workshop But What If You Can Workshop because in the beginning, you know, there's a famous clip of us, and I said, you know, what if I go back in there and I can't do this? And her only response was, but what if you can? And
that became a
huge thing because all the negatives were really holding me down, and that's what completely was blocking me mentally to getting to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
So we're doing this workshop. It's going to be $79 per person, or you can bring a friend, two for only $119. And it's not only going to be us. We're going to have a lot of medical professionals. We're going to have a medical discussion from the Tennessee Center of Medical Weight Loss, nutritional discussion, fitness workouts with me and Mom, and then the Rush Fitness trainers are also going to be there. And then we're also having a psychologist, Susan Hickman, who is going to be doing the emotional side of weight loss, which to me is actually huge.
Yeah, but those doctors, they're boring. They're really coming to see you. They're coming to see you and Sherry. All those other guys, you know,
they're fall filler.
Asleep. Yeah, you're the headliners. They're coming to see you. And
well, we will definitely be there, and we'll be hanging out with everybody and helping everybody work out, walking around, and
that's
talking
great.
To people and really just listening to them and sharing our story. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, Ashley,
and you get free stuff too. So come on.
Oh, you get free stuff like what do you?
Yeah.
What are you giving away?
You get a free T-shirt. You get an exercise band from Power Systems. You get Snatch. You get a pedometer. You get a bag. You get everything.
Oh, that's nice. That's really good. Now, that's people will come for the free
just
stuff.
Just for that.
And for you guys. Now, that's for sure.
Ashley, how has your life changed now that you've lost some weight and now you're kind of a celebrity out there? Are you getting with more guys now?
Asking her about guys? She's getting guys?
I have a boyfriend, actually, and you might know him from the show. His name is Coley. He was on The Great Taint.
Wait a minute.
Why would you date somebody from there? you can't be a...
Now, you not only lost weight, but you met a guy, too, at the same time.
It's a dating show.
I know.
It's like The Bachelor.
When you share your whole life story with them, and so it's like, you don't only get to succeed together. You learn every single in and out of someone, the dirty, the bad, and the ugly. So it's like if you can last through that, then, you know,
you can do anything.
Pretty much anything.
Now, that show has a better success rate than The Bachelor, I think.
It does. Sam and Stephanie are still together. We're all doing really well.
So there's a lot of love that happens on the show.
What do you think happens?
What about Bob and Jillian? Are they in love? Is there anything going on between those two?
I don't think so.
Definitely say no.
Yes, I think
that. I think they have a great friendship, but as far as romance goes, no, it's just not there.
It's just not there.
There's no chemistry, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Now, first of all, how did you wind up getting on the show?
You know, I really had just hit rock bottom, and I said, you know, I'm done with this. I'm making a video. I'm taking it off and showing everybody, like, everything I've been trying to cover up my whole life, and went through a long process of interviews, and I really just feel very blessed and lucky to have gotten on the show because, you know, so many people applied to be on that show, and it's really just, you know, it's up in the air. You never know what you have to get on the show, but they definitely were interested in Mom and I, and so we did a lot of interviews, and we just told our story, and we were just, this is who we are, and this is what happened to us, and put us on, and we got on, and the first day, let me tell you, was pure hell. It was awful. I got kicked out of the gym twice and fell off the treadmill, so.
You got kicked out of the
gym? I definitely come a long way.
What did you do to get kicked out of the gym? How did you get kicked out of the gym?
You know, Jillian had me, and now I can run this and not even have an issue, but She had me on the treadmill 374 pounds at a speed 3.5, incline 7. And for me at the time, that was intense.
Well, incline of 7?
You know, physically?
And, yeah, that's big stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Physically it was really hard on me. But mentally is what really started happening. I started breaking down thinking, I can't do this. So when that thought process started coming to my mind, of course my body started shutting down. I just was like holding on to the side of the treadmill. And you know how she feels about that. She was PO'd right off the bat with me.
Right.
So, I got the old boot. I fell off the treadmill. She said, if you step off or fall off the treadmill one more time, you're out of the gym. And I got kicked out. Came back in. She kicked me out again. So
she kept, like, what? Man. Did
she was just saying, I got a rough start.
Really? Now, at that point, you're like, oh, it wasn't the what if I can. It's like, this is not working
it's
out.
What
really
if
well.
I can't?
Yeah.
You don't want those thoughts coming in.
That's definitely my train of thought at that time. And actually, that's where the what if you can, line came from, was an interview I did right after I got kicked out of the gym. Mom and I went to the interview site, and they just, I was just so upset because I thought I was going to come in the house and just kick all kinds of butt, and, obviously that wasn't happening. And so it was like, I can't do this all of a sudden. What if I just really go back in there and I can't do it?
Right.
And that was the thought process that slowly and surely started changing my mind as the process went. And that's how I was able to make it to the final three and come in second place.
Going
from falling off the treadmill one day to actually losing by 4 pounds was a huge feat for me, so it was great.
Now, yeah. Mom,
she lost by an extra large bag of M&Ms.
Oh, you're kidding me. That would happen?
I know, by a couple pounds of water, right?
Oh, gee. Now, Mom, actually, she lost earlier than you. Is that correct? Your mom, Sherry?
Yes.
She got kicked off a little bit earlier. And you got all the way down to number two. Now, what's the do you still get prizes and stuff at number two?
We get the satisfaction of losing, almost 200 pounds is what I got.
Yeah, and, no, that's fantastic. Right. You lost a tremendous amount of weight. I mean, extremely successful. I mean, that's a tremendous benefit. But did they throw any cash your way?
You get a car?
I can't say how much, but I did get a little bonus treat.
Oh,
from,
I like
from
that.
BC,
you,
which
yeah.
Is very nice.
Do you get boxes of Rice-A-Roni? What's the?
No, they don't throw stuff.
Actually, I cannot eat Rice-A-Roni. Don't even that will get you. You got to watch it.
So, Ashley, how was it? Now you're off the show. How long has it been since the
just
the
a
show
few months? Did? 6 months? How long?
Yeah, it's been since May.
Since May.
So it's been a good couple months now. It's been about 3 months.
And how much time were you sequestered in the show?
The ranch.
Right, the ranch. How many months were you there completely?
12 months of the people that were in the final four, so me, Coley, Michael, and Darius, we were there a total of almost 6.5 months.
Wow. That's
we were there the longest.
Rent-free. That's awesome. I love that. So you're there.
Oh, I loved it. A lot of people were like,
I don't want to leave.
Get me out of here. We don't have communication with our family or anything like that.
That's even better. That's even better.
That's overrated.
That's even better. Your family can get a hold of you. That's so much better. That's fantastic.
Man, I'd pay for that.
Yeah,
I'd stay in longer.
But, it's a pretty good deal to have. I mean, they stock your refrigerator with all organic, wonderful, healthy foods to choose from. And, you can still mess up, though. You can still have to count your calories. But then you have a heated pool outside. You have a gym right out your back door.
And a boyfriend.
Have 600 acres of beautiful land in California to hike on.
Right.
Now, so it's just, it's a God-given.
Right. Now, what happens? So May the show ends. And now you're back at home. Are you, freaking out at all? You're like, oh, God, I hope I don't go back to my ways.
She's like, how long did it take you to get to Golden Corral?
Yeah, how long did it take you to...
Oh, God, never. I've never... Now, I did use together, I will say it. The name Golden Corral was just really...
I know. Well, listen, if you're living up in Knoxville, the name Cracker Barrel probably called your name a couple of times. I
yes,
bet you that place...
Cracker Barrel is very popular
here. Yeah, exactly.
So what was the first food you binged?
I just asked her.
I have actually done really well. And the one thing that I will say, I have high calorie days still.
Yeah.
Which we had on the ranch. And it's not that I'm going out and I'm eating fast food. I still have yet to eat fast food. I will never again. Because I had a really bad addiction to fast food before. It's just convenient. It was easy and I loved it. So now I just, it's just too easy for me to go back to that. So I just refuse to even eat it anymore.
Right.
So my thing is, I have a high calorie day. And whether I do one meal normally, so whether that's I go out to dinner with friends and I have, Mexican food and I don't blow it all out, I don't have, chimichangas or anything, but, I will have chips and sauce and I will have a cocktail, I was the big partier girl before the show and I've been able to balance, my lifestyle now. So I'll drink red wine. Like a glass of Pinot Noir is the lowest calorie wine you can have. So I'll still have a couple glasses of wine here and there. But, you know, I've really actually done extremely well at home, and I've balanced my weight. I'm still at the weight I was at the finale. Now, I still want to lose about 15 pounds. So right now my trainer and I are working on getting down about 15 more pounds, and I'll be completely done. So for me, I think it's worked out really well for me at home because I changed my thinking process. And whereas some people, you know, and I'm not saying that people were not successful on the show, but I feel like for me, it was a different process, and it was for everyone, but mine was more mental. Mm-hmm. And I struggled with the working out, but with the mental thing was I really concentrated on fixing what got me to the point that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what got me to 374 pounds, and I figured that out on the ranch, and I really worked on that and worked on those emotions, and I feel like that's why now I'm able to maintain my weight and not fluctuate and not have, you know, all these cravings to go out and binge eating things anymore because, you know, I was eating my emotions before, those emotions that I know how to handle now.
So, like, if you can give some of our listeners some tips that may be struggling with some similar things, anything that resonated with you that you said, you know what, when I get to a particular place, if I feel stress, instead of going into the refrigerator, are there certain things that you talk yourself down with in your head that you don't do the same behaviors as before that work well for you?
Yeah, well, my thing is when I do feel that urge, because I think it's a human instinct in some people, and it's just – when you get stressed, you deal with your stress in certain ways. And with me, it was always to eat my stress or to eat my emotions. So now that I realize that, when I am stressed out, I still have that want to do that. But the difference is now is that I notice it now. I realize it. Where before, uh-huh. I just was, you know, living without even thinking about things sometimes, and I would just go and eat. But now it's like I realize that I do that. And so instead of doing something like that, if I'm stressed out, I'm going to go do my body combat class and I'm going to kick someone's butt, you know? For me, you know, even though we're boxing the air,
right.
I can still imagine someone that's picked me off that day, and I get my stress out that way. And it's, you know, it's actually, one, releasing that stress, and then, two, I'm burning calories. So, I mean, you know, that's how I take it out on. And people want to do other things. For me, that works. Sometimes if I'm really stressed, like before the finale, I was stressed out about the outcome and all this stuff. So I would go to up to the Smoky Mountains, and I would hike all by myself.
Ooh,
all
I like
alone,
that.
You know, and I would just go, and I hiked to this waterfall, Tremont. It wasn't that terribly hard of a hike, but it was just actually time for me to kind of just relax, collect my thoughts, and be out in nature and just calm down. And so for me, that's how I deal with it now, which is completely different than how I dealt with it before. But, you know, after I get done dealing with my stress this way, I don't feel awful and want to eat more because I dealt with my stress the wrong way.
Great. Now, is there? Do you guys have a website or anything that you keep in contact with your fans?
I do. I have a fan page. It's on Facebook, of course. Anybody can join if you're on Facebook. I'm actually working on just a website right now, but I have a lot of fans that go to the official Ashley Johnston Biggest Loser webpage. And that's through Facebook. And then I also have a Facebook page that is actually a Facebook fan page now that I post healthy tips on both, fitness tips, eating tips, just encouragement. And just it's actually really cool because it's people get to talk about what they're going through, and then other people relate, and then, you know, other people give tips. And it's just actually a very positive, wonderful place for people to go and share what they're going through and have people understand.
Now,
if you're on Facebook, it is my official fan page, Ashley Johnston, you know, BL9 fan page. And then I'm working right now on getting, you know, my personal webpage together.
Now,
but if you do want to come to the expo, you can go to the healthylivingexpo.com. And that is going to be October 1st and 2nd in Chattanooga. And the workshop is going to be October 1st. So it's going to be a great experience. You get to meet us. You get to hang out and work out with us and everything. And of course,
yeah,
the free stuff.
We look forward to meeting you there, too. The fact I have to actually leave early. The fat guy doesn't like to do things without me. So we were going to actually be part of you doing that. But he's a little clingy. But anyway. Yeah. Now, how is your mom doing? How is she done with the weight loss?
My mom is actually doing wonderful. You know, she got kicked off the ranch pretty early in the game, you know, when we were in the black and blue team. So she, you know, was out of there just by being there for a couple months.
Was she
so
bummed out? Was she
home,
was she bummed out, Ashley? Let you down?
Oh, no. You know, I think at that point, you know, it was bittersweet because it was like we had been living a life that we were kind of you know, not helping each other lose weight. We were helping each other gain the weight. So it was like we were too comfortable with each other at home. So when we got to the ranch, that was something Jillian really focused on, was really separating the two of us as far as a mother-daughter relationship, because we weren't living intertwined lives. We weren't living separate lives.
Mm-hmm.
And because my father passed away, you know, when I was 16, so I had always been really concerned about her feelings, her, you know, her livelihood and everything. So it, like, became intertwined, our lives did. So on the ranch, Jillian really focused on getting us to live our separate lives, that she would be okay without me and I would be okay without her. But we're still going to, you know, support each other, be a mother-daughter, but we're not going to be relying on each other as much as we were. So at the time, we had really started going through that process. So it was like bittersweet. It was like she went home, but she also got the opportunity to do this on her own. And then I also got the opportunity to do this on my own. So we each stand alone but together.
Well,
so it's actually bittersweet that, you know, it happened at the time it did. But she came home, worked a full-time job, and was able to get to her goal weight all at home on her own.
That's fantastic.
She's a strong lady, I tell you that. And she has got the muscles to prove it. She's crazy muscular right now.
Well, Ashley, we really appreciate you coming on the show today and talking to us. And we look forward to meeting you up in Chattanooga in a couple of weeks, October 1st. Up at the Healthy Living Expo, and you get more information at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Ashley, thanks so much.
Great.
And maybe when you're in Atlanta, you can come in the studio and sit with us and talk to us some more about your experiences with The Biggest Loser. And I know they're probably going to bring you on for some, like, All-Star Biggest Loser thing, too. There's got to be some follow-up or something that they're going to call you for or something like that. I'm sure about
that.
Yeah,
there's some stuff definitely going on in the works. So October, I really start doing a lot of stuff that I'll be able to start talking about then. So.
Perfect.
Hopefully I'll drive down to Atlanta and come hang out with you guys. And I will see you definitely at the expo.
Very good. Thank you so much, Ashley. We look forward to seeing you there as well. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Ashley Johnston. She is the came in second place in The Biggest Loser Season 9. She was part of the Pink Team. You can check her out at our Facebook page there. And also we'll see her at the Healthy Living Expo in Chattanooga October 1st as well. Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. Before I bring our first guest, right, we also have to check out our website, right, Lee? Got to go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It's everywhere. It's worldwide. We're actually getting it written in Hebrew.
You're translating
Spanish,
it.
Chinese. What else, Lee? What other languages can you get this book on?
Australian.
So, lots of good stuff. But anyway, check out our website page, Dr. Fitness the Fat Guy at drfitnessthefatguy.com. And also check out our Facebook page. Become one of our friends. We're also going to be giving out some free books there as well. So check out. You don't know when it's going to happen. So check out that page.